The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
Welcome to another edition of Mateo's Hoop Diary. We're checking in with more Denver Nuggets again, and it's the quarter mark of the year. The team sits with an 11-9 record, and things have not gone according to plan. Every time you watch them, you can't help but notice, man, that guy Nikola Jokic is working too darn hard. He's averaging a triple-double for goodness sake, and it's very reminiscent, in terms of his impact, of what you saw from LeBron James at the end of his 2014 run with the Miami Heat, or any of his runs with the Cleveland Cavaliers, because he was doing way too much. Now, getting into recent events for the Denver Nuggets, this team went on tour to Utah for a very easy game. The Jazz are one of the basement teams of the Western Conference, so there's not much to say there other than the Nuggets handled that thoroughly. After that, they had a match against the Los Angeles Clippers on the road, and then this is where they started blowing opportunities because they gave up 48% of three-point attempts to that group because of their poor attention to detail and poor protection, you know, because they kept sagging off the three-point line. It was very unlike the Denver Nuggets of the past, and they cost themselves in that game. After that, they briefly went home to Ball Arena for a game against the free-falling Golden State Warriors. They did not have Draymond Green in that game, who is one of the league's top defenders and someone who has given the Denver Nuggets historically problems. He was out with a calf strain, and you know, despite Draymond being a bit undersized in height, he is someone who is very strong and is very quick to close out anywhere on defense. And you know, he may not be able to stop the Joker, but he could have very much annoyed him had he played in that game in the right condition. Anyways, on top of that, in that match, Stephen Curry really wasn't himself and hasn't been for a little bit because his knees look a little creaky, and that limits the explosion on and off the dribble and also the accuracy on the jump shot because you're not elevating the same way on the release. It's still a good win, but it's not the same quality of win against the Warriors that it would have been a couple of weeks ago. Anyways, after that, the team saw the Cleveland Cavaliers over in Cleveland, and this is the top of the Eastern Conference. And what's also disappointing, aside from the losses, is how it happened for the group, because this was another night where Nikola Jokic worked very hard. He had a triple-double, and he passed Irvin Magic Johnson for the third most in NBA history. Now only Russell Westbrook and Oscar Robertson are ahead of him in that regard. But the guys didn't do enough around him. And, you know, starting with the defense, this was another evening where the Nuggets' three-point protection was very lackadaisical. They weren't on top of dribble penetration as much as they should have, which exposed key areas. Also, the Cavaliers' sharp passing also put the Nuggets in compromising positions. But on top of the defense just being a no-show again, the bench crew, they got obliterated in this game, getting outscored by 27 points. And, you know, that's very disappointing because there's going to be nights where a starter doesn't have it. And when you think about how things have gone for the Nuggets this year, Jamal Murray hasn't had it for a lot of the year. But, you know, regardless.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are nights where the starters have it, but even somebody from the bench needs to crank it up 100 degrees because you got yourself in the shootout that you couldn't count on the Denver Nuggets bench tonight, and you really haven't been able to do that for much of the year. And today this evening they got annihilated on both sides, and that's just, it's very hard to live with that. You know, their best contributors this year as from the reserves have been Peyton Watson and Russell Westbrook. The former is more of a release valve inside the arc on catches, you know, cuts and stuff like that. He doesn't have a huge, diverse offensive game, which limits that impact, but he's still a top-shelf defender, and he's very useful. But then there's Russell Westbrook, who, you know, if he was still a threat to score, he would be a very dangerous player because he does some good things like help the Nuggets push the pace. He's one of their best passers and has a great connection with Jokic. But the way he's guarded, you know, it makes it harder on other Nuggets because they don't have to play him so closely, and his defender can play easier help defense on guys who want to thrive at close range like Aaron Gordon or Nikola Jokic. Now, another problem in this game was how the Nuggets ended quarters. You know, Michael Malone, after the match, called it the snowball effect. The third period ending was a disaster. They got blitzed on an 11-3 run, which put the Cavaliers in a position to be ahead by 15 points entering the fourth quarter. You know, it's very hard to overcome that anywhere, you know, or even on the road, but much more so against the arguably top team in the NBA. Also, after the game, Michael Malone was asked about how his team compares to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he said, not even close, and frankly, in terms of intensity and, you know, nastiness, he's right in that regard. You know, what you're seeing from this year's team is underperformance and in key areas, and Nikola Jokic working too hard. Management needs to stop being indolent or perhaps ineffective to get a deal and really help him out. There's one that they could make, and that's, you know, signing Lonnie Walker. As guys here in town from DNVR Sports have highlighted, it's not the easiest maneuver because you would need to buy out one of the guys on the team, and it's probably Jalen Pickett, and then you get Lonnie Walker on a minimum deal. Such a maneuver would probably cost the Nuggets in excess of $4 million, probably $5 million, but when you look at the type of, the little bit of shot creation he can provide on the dribble, the ability to be a release valve on the catch when defenses get off of the three-point line, it's very necessary that the Denver Nuggets get someone like that because the guard room is not cutting it right now, and a lot of that has been because Jamal Murray is not the blue arrow of the past and he doesn't have the same level of takeover as of before. If he was that guy, the Denver Nuggets, his problems would be minimal this year. They would have some, but they would still be in contending status, and that's not the case. And as far as the players, they need to get it together on the defensive side, because recently it's looked like a refusal to defend. Thank you.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.